Yeah, what up everybody, welcome back right here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music, with your boy DJ Dash and DJ Nave right here on the number one station, the Active FM. Yeah, Mr. Nash, what are you doing, man? You see, you started. This guy is always sleeping when we get you. He's always sleeping. So besides that, Mr. Nash, how you doing, home?
I'm good, man, I'm good. Yeah, you know, it has been a very interesting...
You don't sound good.
Like, yo,
you need to convince me level. That you're good.
It was too much, you know,
what
when you
get
that paper too, man.
Oh, okay.
And then after it shows you some other colors there.
Yeah.
You see, you seeing circles and all the stuff. Yeah, but besides that, I'm good, man. Yeah,
you're
how
good.
Are you doing, man?
I'm awesome. You know, every time, you could tell with that intro that I was, that I'm good.
No, I couldn't tell.
And
I could tell that you're talking.
Oh, okay.
This guy, your face.
Just my cousin.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyway, everybody, this is where we're rolling today, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music, with your boys DJ Dash and DJ Nave. We've said it and we're saying it again, just for a reminder. Yeah, you gotta get it locked in. They gotta get it locked in.
You must know. So Dave, what are we gonna be talking about? Like,
I don't know.
You don't know.
No, I'm just kidding.
This guy.
So everybody, we just wanted to scare you a little bit and like, whoa, what's this guy? Are they going to be talking about? What are we talking about today? You remember our last topic?
Yes.
Like a few months ago.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
Oh, so that was the topic. Okay. But anyway, today we're going to be talking about dare to be different. That's the topic today. Dare to be different. So what do you get from that, Mr. Nash, in terms of being, before we get into the depth of dare to be different, how can you summarize this whole thing of daring to be different?
Okay, this is my summary.
Yeah.
Dare to be different.
That's it.
Yeah.
No.
It's my summary.
There's somebody out there who doesn't get what daring to be different really means. You gotta explain to them. They gotta know what daring to be different really means.
No, man, you see, everybody is doing the same thing in the society. And you gotta be the one that's the odd one out. Sometimes it's hard to be different.
Yeah.
Because of the way people are gonna look at you.
True.
That's how most of the people think.
Yeah.
But now this one is, something that's amazing. It's going to touch a lot of areas, you know? Yes?
So in other words, you got to intend to be different from the rest. You just need to walk above the crowd. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's what you really mean?
No, not really.
Oh, but, okay.
All right. I'm joking, man. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I mean. You have, I stand to be corrected. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So don't worry. Don't panic.
I'm
not going to hit you on your face. But anyway, yeah. Yo, people, we're going to get into more details about this. But right now, without any further ado, we're going to give you a track. You know what I'm saying? That's going to get you pumped up. That's going to get you grooving. That's going to get you dancing, going up and down and pushing up and rising up and doing all those kind of things. You know, when we get crazy, we go crazy. Yeah, this is your boy DJ Dash and DJ Nave. Don't forget to go on www.activefm.co.za and get the shows of multiple presenters, not only David Nash, but we advise you to listen to this show because these shows are awesome and great and I have no words. Yeah, just listen up to this music.
Lies, this guy. Can you say you don't have any words? This guy, you just came from speaking. Okay, we're just gonna give the people the music. Sorry.
You talk too much. Listen up, everybody. Enjoy.
I'm a believer. The lies of deep when they sprout, believe the seasons of spiritual amnesia. Deep-seated self-doubt, it creeps in my conscience, feeds my fear, and keeps me up at night haunted by critical thoughts. My mind is prone to conjure when it won't. It's watching my failures play back on repeat. I try to
rejected and pushed away. Deep scars, feelings of not belonging, cause tall emotional walls, and any attempt to recover from the loss of my confidence was incredibly small. The residual effects of abandonment had me observing my character flaws and viewing them all as insufficiently capable of relating or growing with God. I believe these lies to be true for me. My experience was the proof for me, up to the point where I could sense Christ's relentless love and complete pursuit of me, and spoke to me, offering me hope and life through his word, showing me his beauty, changing my perception and giving me perspective of the way that God truly viewed me. A man who was prized and pardoned and chosen before the world's foundation, his own possession, his royal priesthood. I'm part of his holy nation. I'm his friend of value, completely cared for, enough for Christ to purchase. According to God, I'm an adopted child with intimate access, created with purpose.
Quiet.
Hello.
Yeah, we're back again, everybody. yeah, we're back again, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Number one
hit music station.
Mhm.
The Active FM, where Christ music is.
Hot music.
Yeah.
Hot music.
Yes.
Yeah. You know we do natural effects. Yeah. effects. Yeah.
Yes.
Getting you. Going on another level, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which level?
Level.
Which level?
The one that makes you ship the dish.
Shiraz?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
You know that one. You always say it.
Yes.
Yeah, you forgot your own code.
No, I never forgot.
Oh,
I'm playing
I'm disappointed
mind.
In you, dude. I'm disappointed. But anyway, everybody, we're back again right here. Hope you enjoyed that track because it was awesome. It got you dancing. It got me dancing myself right here. So, you gotta be tuned in every Friday.
Yeah.
Early in the morning because we are the exclusive Capital Kings of the weekend and we give you the best, you know what I'm saying? All around the world, internationally, not only in South Africa do these people listen to our shows, but all around the world, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Iraq, Australia, thank you for your support. Not only that, those, but and many more.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I'm going to leave it to. But anyway, what we're speaking about today, we're speaking about being different, dare to be different. That's the topic. So we're going to get into the depth of what daring to be different really means and what we actually mean. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Mr. Nash is going to a little bit elaborate on what we actually mean to dare to be different.
But this guy is fun. He doesn't introduce the guy that we have in the room, you know.
No, don't worry.
That's going to be interviewing, you know, that's going to be sharing some of his mind, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
He didn't even introduce. But you know what? Yeah, we're just going to leave it like that. He's going to introduce him as time goes on. You know?
No, let me just do it right now before we get into more details because this guy's going to be involved in this. So today we have an awesome guest. We've been working on this journey of faith with this guy, you know what I'm saying? He's one of the, how can I put it, one of the mighty men of God, you know what I'm saying?
The faith jumpers.
If I can put, yeah, the faith jumpers, that's a good description, that's a nice, at least you can think, Mr. Nash, cool, I'm really proud of you, you need to get a degree of thinking, yeah, that's cool, the theologies. I studied theology.
yeah,
thinking. Yeah, that's the one that I just invented right now. So if you wanna enroll for that theology studies, then
you can speak to me, call me. I'm just kidding, everybody.
Yeah, 20,000 a month, yes.
So without any further ado, without wasting time, we're going to introduce Mr. Joel in this show. Mr. Joel, what's going on, man?
Yeah, we got Mr. Joel in the show, yo.
Yeah.
So this guy is amazing, man. He's a big jumper, man.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Mr. Joel, man, what's happening? How you doing, man? Just share something, you know. Want to hear your voice. The audience wants to hear your voice, you know. They want to know that you're in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think I have a question.
Hey, this guy.
Grand entrance.
Grand entrance.
Yes. Yes.
You get into the show, you have a question already. That's awesome. So
yes.
Speak to us.
Yeah, well, since the topic is there to be different.
Yeah.
So, what does that mean? Because everyone is different.
You know, there. Yes, everyone is different. When it comes to, let me say, personality. But now, you find a lot of people in this new generation where they want to actually follow what other people are doing because they want to be cool. They want to be part of a certain group because that group is cool. So you gotta dare to be different from that. In other words, what I summarize this thing as is, don't be a trend follower, be a trend maker. Because what we see in our society, especially at schools, is that there are a lot of young people who are actually following trends instead of being trend makers themselves.
Oh,
yeah,
my.
Yeah.
I get it.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Joel, how are you doing, man?
Oh, well, I'm doing awesome. Very cool.
Yeah. Don't panic, man. I see you. I can hear and I can see through your face that you're breathing hard, man. Don't panic.
Not at all.
Real free.
Yeah, man. Yeah. He's free, man. He's at home.
You're at home.
Yes.
Still at home.
Yeah. Just relax.
So,
man.
Since now you understand what daring to be different really is, what can you say about what is happening in our society? Are these people trying their own? Let's say our generation, is it trying to actually become different from the rest? Are the learners, like at your school, for example, are the learners trying their all to be different from other learners?
No, actually, they all want to be the same.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we have what you call peer pressure. And in order, like, to avoid those kind of things like peer pressure, you must be the same as people.
Mm.
Exactly.
Oh, so that's how they look at it. So in other words, like, in order for them to be in the same state, they actually want to be, or to receive that special attention, they also want to be with those cool guys, with those popular guys in the school.
Yeah. Meet the requirements.
So let's say now, okay, I get it. So now let's say I'm the cool one here, and then you and Mr. Nash, you actually come to me, and then you also want to be part of my scheme, you also want to be part of my group, so you adapt to how I live my life.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Mr. Nash,
mm-hmm.
Any questions for Mr. Joel?
No, I already got background information, you know. He actually touched on something that is true, because nowadays, you know, people want to be the same. So what they do is they fit in, you know. They fit in because they know if I fit in, this guy won't, like, he won't pressurize me to do this.
Yeah.
And as a result, he's going to let go, you know, like he's going to leave me. And that's true. And you see it in a lot of people's lives because they got a lack of identity and no one is there to actually, you know, get them to be different.
Yeah.
No one is there to actually guide them. In fact, most of the people, they don't have someone who can actually go out there and show them the right direction.
Mm.
And as a result, they blend in and they want to fit into the crowd. So, nah, man, I don't have any question for Mr. Joel. You know, he just covered up the background information, you know, of one part of some people's life, in fact most of the people's life, and I'm actually looking forward to actually seeing what point of view does he actually have towards the topic, you know, in terms of other situations that we may further ask him, you know, questions on and all the stuff, and any other question that he has. because some people have the same question.
Or any other input that you have, Mr. Joel, you are free to share it here. Because here, you are free, like we said, you are home, you are home. So everybody, don't forget to tune in, you get what I'm saying? Don't forget to tune in. You can socialize with us on Facebook at ActiveFM and on Twitter at ActiveFM777. And you can get us on Instagram at ActiveFM777 right there. I just almost got it. I don't know what to call that, but yeah, I almost got. Yeah, let me leave it right there. Let me leave it right there. Let me leave it right there before I mess up. But anyway, yeah. But look, guys, when we, like now, we've looked at it in the aspect of the world. Now, spiritually, how can one be different? How can one stand among the churchgoers and the true child of God?
You know, that's a good question, eh? In fact, it's actually a deep question if you look at it. And you know, like, I'm sure like the audience, they actually want to hear the answer to that question. Eh?
Yeah.
So, you know, just to keep their blood boiling, we're going to give them a song and then we'll answer that question when they come. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, keep the curiosity on, man. Keep them switched on so they'll want to know more. So what we're going to do right now is, Mr. Day, we're going to give them a song. And then when we come back, they're going to know what we're talking about, the answer to that question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen up, everybody. Enjoy.
Open this book.
Holla, everybody. Yeah, on the David Nash Show, yeah, with another session. Yeah, we're still tuned in and we appreciate the fact that you still tuned in here on our show. And yeah, if you are actually tuned in before the break, you know what question we're gonna be, you know, answering, and your blood is boiling. So here comes the answers to your question. And here at the David Nash Show, this is where we deliver the real deal. Everything that's real touches your deal at the heart, the core, everything that you ever wanted answers to.
Yeah, that's how we roll, everybody. Right here, we back, like Mr. Nash said, right here on the David Nash Show. We don't need to introduce ourselves more than once or more than twice, but you always got to know who you tuned in with your boy DJ Dash and DJ Nave, right?
Yeah,
here,
yeah,
on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is really hot music. Don't miss out on any show, everybody, because every single Friday we give you the letters, we give you the real deal.
Yeah, that's amazing. And yo, Mr. Joel, you know, based on the question that was delivered to us and the audience before, you know, so like spiritually, on the spiritual side of it, what can you say about being different? You know, like being there to be different. So basically, you know, nowadays society is actually based on following the trend, you know, like blending in and all those stuff. They actually want to follow what the next person is doing to them, you know. And let me actually touch one area, you know. So looking at the family and how the family is modeled and all those stuff. So how can you say that, based on the word, how can the family actually change to actually look like how they meant to be, like a godly family, based on now and how they're supposed to be? What can you say? How are you daring them to be different? You know, and this question actually goes to Mr. Dave and Joel.
Okay, I'll start on that. So how a family can be that kind of a godly family, or a family that lives by the principles that are in the Bible, it can be, it needs a solid foundation first. So because in order for you to live a godly life, in order for you to live a righteous life, in order for you to have that family that is joined together and that is happy and excited and different from among the people that are in the community, you need to be different as a family. But how do you do that? You need to be planted and rooted in the Word of God in order for you to be different among the people in the community. You get what I'm saying? You gotta be the change in your community. You gotta be the pastor of your city. You gotta be that person that people will wanna run to actually ask for advice. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta be that kind of family where people are enjoying to be in your house. You gotta be that kind of a family that is rooted into the Word of God, that is deep into the Word of God, that is whom their faith is not shaken. You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
That's what the kind of family that glorifies God, that puts God first as the number one priority.
Yeah.
That's the kind of family that everybody would desire to have.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. That's actually true. And yeah, everything that Mr. Dave just said, yeah, you know, it's amazing. Like, I'm sure there's someone listening to it is like, yeah, that's us, man. Yo, it's amazing. So Mr. Joe, man, what's your input on that, man? Like, well, what would you love to add upon what Mr. Dave said, you know? So, what do you have to say, Mr. Joe? Say something, man. Say something, man. We're listening. The audience is listening. Yeah. The stage is yours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Being different.
Yeah.
It's starting by being with Christ.
Okay.
So, basically, Christ was different from everyone.
Yeah.
That's why people kill him, right? So, for us, in order to be different, we must know where we come from. And for knowing where we come from, we know where we're going forward.
Oh, yeah.
So, what I'm trying to say is, if we want to be different, it must first come from our heart. So being saved is very difficult, very, very difficult. But it's not such difficult, because if it comes from your heart, everything is possible. I think that's all for now.
Okay, from what I get from Mr. Joel is that you have to make a decision in order for you to be saved. You make a decision for yourself whether you're going to receive Christ or not. You have to make a decision as a family that you're going to live a life, or you're going to lead a family as the head of the house, like as a man there in the house. You're going to make sure that you are the one that is leading your family into the God dream. You get what I'm saying? But now, in order for you to be different, you got to make that decision to be different. I don't know if I'm getting it right there.
Yeah.
The next can actually interpret it more in detail or in a way that is clear.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, based on what Mr. Joel said, it's actually amazing because it's true. And you know what they say? They say that everything starts with you, you know. Mm-hmm. It starts with you and then the family and then goes to the church, you know, and then your community and all that stuff. So basically, your family cannot be different unless you decide to be different. And you can't be different unless you decide to change.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, you won't be different by you following the crowd. That doesn't make you different.
Yeah.
Now, looking at it spiritually and biblically based, so you become different by accepting Christ into your heart, like Mr. Joel said, you know. And when you accept Christ into your heart, you know, that's the first step to actually being different. And which is amazing, because when you actually acknowledge that, I have a problem. So I'm living this type of life and I have a problem. Now, this is the first step that you actually take towards being different, because you acknowledge that this is the problem and this is the solution. The solution is Christ.
Yeah.
Now, in order for your family to be different, you have to be the one that has to change in order for the rest of your family to change. Because picture that, everyone in your family is changing, but you still the same.
Yeah.
As much as they want to do everything, you know, like to be different, you always be against them, you know. And a testimony from my life, basically, yeah, my family, you know, like it was messed up and all those stuff, and the background was different. It wasn't the type of family that are supposed to be in. In fact, it wasn't the godly type of family. But the word actually challenged me to be different, because everything that happens, you know, it has to start with you.
Yeah.
And when you're different, you know, you get people who are like, okay, well, why was I born in such a time as this, such a place as this, and such a family as this? But when you actually understand scripture, you're placed in that family to be the difference in that family.
Yeah.
You're actually placed there so that you can change that family. That's what I get from Mr. Joel's passage, man.
Wow.
Like, yeah, you can't be different without you accepting Christ.
That's really amazing right there. That's really amazing from Mr. Nash right there and from Mr. Joel right here. And I'm not going to give credit to myself.
Yeah, that's true.
You get what I'm saying? Don't give praise to yourself.
Yeah.
Let the others do it for you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Which is the same thing. That's why we need to go to church and give glory to God, because that's one thing that he cannot do for himself.
Yeah.
We need to do it unto him. We need to lift his name on high and glorify him. But also, in order for you to be that different person, you need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit as your helper. You need the Holy Spirit to guide you. But now, if you are disobedient to the things of God, if you are disobedient to the will of God, how do you expect the Holy Spirit to lead you in order for you to be different?
Yeah.
You cannot be different on your own. You need a helper to be different.
Yeah.
You need somebody that's going to guide you step by step. Somebody that's going to lead you onto the right path. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit is with you. You need to be sure that the Holy Spirit is with you forever and wherever you go. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit, you need to understand that when you have Christ in you, the Holy Spirit is inside of you.
Yeah.
Because you receive the Holy Spirit immediately when you give your life to Christ.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Now you're giving the space and you're allowing the Holy Spirit, you're not limiting the Holy Spirit from helping you throughout the journey of life. You know what I'm saying? So now, the Holy Spirit will help you in everything, but not when you are going against the will of God.
Yeah.
You cannot expect the Holy Spirit to help you when you are going against the will of God. You gotta be in the will of God and doing the things of God in order for the Holy Spirit to help you.
Yeah, true.
So that you can be different.
Uh-huh.
You cannot ask God to help you to go and rob a bank. Do you think he will help you on that? No, he can't. To rob a bank, you do it. Come on. There will be murdering happening there. So now you are in a mission to go and rob a bank. You're doing something that is against the will of God. Then therefore you expect God to help you in doing that. Do you think he will help you on that? No, you won't. Because now you are going against the will. Thou shalt not steal. Because now you're going to the bank to steal. That's why he will not help you in that. So now, when we do wrong things, we limit the Holy Spirit from working in our life. We limit the Holy Spirit from helping us to be different. We limit the Holy Spirit from helping us to be the new creation built in Christ. Because now if we are limiting the Holy Spirit, we remain the old man that we are, that we used to be.
Yeah, it's true then.
Yeah. That's true. All that I have to say right there.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. Yo. So like the audience, you heard everything from Mr. Dave and Mr. Joel here, and not forgetting myself, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But basically it's not like all the glory is not going to us, it's going to God. Basically what we wanna get out there, you know, what the message that we actually wanna get out there is, you need Jesus, you know. You need Jesus and you need the Holy Spirit to be guiding you each and every day of your life. And if you think you're different and you're so amazing as a Christian, no, you're lying to yourself. I mean, looking at Moses, for example, when he was spending time with God, he didn't know that his face was shining. People told him, your face is shining. That's how you know that, yeah, my life is changing.
Yeah.
It's not you who says, okay, I'm dumb.
Yeah.
No, it's the crowd that's the one that tells you,
you
know. So, yeah, we're going to give you an ad break and stay tuned in for the last session, which is gonna be on fire,
yeah,
on another level. Shifting the dish,
yeah.
You're on the Active FM, on the David Nash Show, where Christ music
is hot music.
Yeah. So peace.
Yeah, enjoy the music.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Powerful time. Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you.
Ashamed to say.
My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now.
Holla back, everybody. We're back again with the last segment here on the number one station, the Active FM. Where Christ music is hot music.
Yeah. That's the effect that we gotta give you right there. You know everything is real right here. Everything is natural. Everything is going to flow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
Dare to be different.
Yeah, we're still talking about dare to be different. You know, we're still on that topic. And something that I wanna, you know, like share out there is, yeah, you know, and Mr. Joel and Mr. Dave, you can add up on that. You know, something that I actually love to share out there, you know, there's a guy by the name of Todd Wright. That guy's too much, man. He's too much. He's an actor. He's a pastor. He does amazing stuff. There's a lot of things that he does. He's director. All those things, you know. And the way that guy lives his life, it's amazing, you know. And basically, he lives his life based on a lifestyle of Christianity, you know. And which is go out there and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them what the Lord has taught you, you know, all the stuff.
Yeah.
Now, when Jesus said we're going to do great things, he said we're going to do great things. He wasn't bluffing.
Yeah.
He didn't say we're going to do great things in a sarcastic way. No, he meant the real deal.
Yeah.
You're going to do great things. If he resurrected one person or people, you're going to resurrect. You actually have the authority to resurrect the whole boat. No.
Yeah.
If there's a whole boat with people who are dead, you have the power to resurrect all of those people.
Yeah.
You have the power to tell the boat, move, and it moves.
Yeah.
You have a power to actually say to a house, move, and it moves. That's what he was talking about. And not realizing that we actually have that much authority, that's where we lack ourselves. You know, like we lack in the area of our Christian faith,
yeah,
where we're supposed to be walking by faith. And the way this guy lives his life, Todd Wright, it's amazing because he actually goes out there and what he does is he teaches, he heals, and he preaches.
Yeah.
And that's what Jesus sent us to do.
Yeah.
You know, he teaches, he preaches, and he heals.
Yeah.
And most of us, we're like, what? The Holy Spirit comes to you, he's like, go heal that person. You're like, what? Are you sure you got the right guy? Nah, I think you mistaken me for that guy next to me. No.
Holy Spirit
came for you.
No, you.
Yes, you. He's not saying, huh? Yeah. Go to Joel. When it comes to Nash, he doesn't say, Joel, go heal that person, but he's speaking to me. He says, Nash, go heal that person. And then me, I'm like, what? Ah, did you not mistaken me for Joel? I think Joel's the one that actually can do this, eh? Like, come on, man, God, I think you're mistaken. But that's us busy limiting ourselves. That's us limiting the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You know, we're grieving him. And the reason why he's grieving is because he sees this is the level that we're living upon. We're living on a low level when we're supposed to be living on a high level.
Yeah.
So we're living with a low standard when we're supposed to be living on a higher standard. And with something that's amazing that Pastor Gavin always says to us is we're thinking as small as the marble. Not big. We're not thinking as big as the world.
Yeah.
Because if we were thinking as big as the world, we would not be doing great things.
True.
Yeah. That's something that's amazing, man.
That's real right there. That's what I was starting. Now I can testify to that. Todd Wright is the, is the real deal.
You won't find another Todd Wright.
Yeah. Just like you won't find another Dave Noble.
Or another Joel McQueen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. He's the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no other one like him.
Mm-hmm.
No other fingerprint that's just like his.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have the identity of Christ. Yeah. So the Holy Spirit, you know, in order for you to go out there and actually do all these things that we've been mentioning right here, to go out there and heal people and go out there and pray for people and go out there and teach the people, you need the Holy Spirit. Because without the Holy Spirit, what are you teaching the people? If it's biblically, without the Holy Spirit, what are you teaching the people? You're teaching them your opinion. But now, when you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, you know what exactly you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know what you're teaching the people. So the Holy Spirit testifies and he teaches.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the Holy Spirit helps you to teach and testify to those people that you are preaching to. You see now, teaching, preaching, and healing is connected because now you have the Holy Spirit that is leading you. How do you know that the Holy Spirit is working inside of you? It is when he testifies through you. That is when you know that the Holy Spirit is working inside of you. That is when you know that the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. In order to understand the things of Christ, you need to know the things of Christ. There is no way that you can go out there and start preaching without you understanding what the message is really about. Otherwise, you're going to start misleading people.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be convicted first by the message before you go out there and preach it to the people. It needs to work in your life first so that you can go out there and testify to people. And you're not preaching your own opinion, remember. You're preaching the pure word of God. So the Holy Spirit helps us to love those people whom we think that, this guy will never go anywhere in life. This guy hurt me on the stairs. This guy pushed me. This guy took my girlfriend. That's one of the things that are happening in the youth all around the world. I took my girlfriend, I'm going to show him. I'm going to show him who I am. He doesn't mess with my girlfriend and all that. So if the Holy Spirit teaches you, he teaches you to love, even though people do not deserve that love that you're giving to them. Just as Jesus, he gave his life. He laid down his life. Even when we did not deserve it, he loved us while yet we are still sinners. Did we deserve it? No. He did it out of a pure heart. Without the Holy Spirit, you don't know what love really is. You can't be different if you're not allowing the Holy Spirit to make you different. You hear what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit can be tested. And you can also lie to the Holy Spirit. But will you get away with it? That's a question that you need to live asking yourself.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit can be blasphemed.
Yeah, true this.
The Holy Spirit can be blasphemed. But when Ananias and Sapphira did these things, they died.
Yeah.
When they grieved the Holy Spirit, when they tested and lied to the Holy Spirit, they died. They died. When you lie to the Holy Spirit, you're lying to yourself. Because the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. He's leading you.
Yeah.
It's all about you. You, with the help of the Holy Spirit. So you're not lying to anybody but yourself. And you ruining your own life.
Yeah.
It's right. Through the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Joel, man, like what? No. I actually want this your own from your experience and all the stuff, you know. Like, we all have something that we can change to actually make our life different. So from your side, you know, like being there to be different. Like, I mean, Todd White, that guy, he just goes out there and say like he actually looks for masses and he just goes and preaches the word and gets them saved. They give their life on the spot, things like that. I was challenged by that. And that's something that I want to also do. So based on your life, what can you actually, you know, what can you look at to actually say, yeah, I need to do this in order for me to be different? So what in your life have you felt challenged by the word to actually change?
Well, I was a mess.
Yeah. True that. Also been there, man. We've all been there, man. Yeah, it's true then.
Yeah, I was a mess actually.
So,
very mess.
Yeah.
But something changed me.
Yeah.
In fact, it was something, someone.
Yeah.
Somebody changed me. It was like 3 years ago. Yeah, I got saved like 3 years ago. And I met this other guy. I was in boarding school, you know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I met this other guy. His name is Judah. He's an apostle prophet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we were sharing a room. So every time, you know, every time he was like reading the word, preaching to people, then I got inspired.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to the guy. He told me, I can change. I can be different.
Yeah.
And I was like, how? He just said, just follow Christ. And everything will just take a rotation, you will see.
Yeah.
Okay. I did take the first step. I started praying. Prayer was not even, I didn't even know how to pray.
Yeah.
I didn't even know how to pray.
Yes.
Yeah, but the first week of my life, when I was saved, I felt different.
Yeah.
I felt it different. Like, the Holy Spirit was inside me. I felt it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, this is really hard show.
Yeah, Mr. Joe, man. Too much, man.
Yeah, I know. So, this guy decided to mentor me.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the one who changed. In fact, he's not the one who changed my life. I decided to change my life.
Yeah,
with his help.
Yeah.
Obviously. That's how it started. And that this is how it ended. But it's not ending, actually. Because obviously, God never says it's enough. He's asking for more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True that. True that. And yeah, what I get from there is actually the Lord sends people to help you.
Yeah.
You know, in your deepest mess.
True.
Actually gets people that can take you out of the mess that you're in. Yeah. It's amazing, man.
That's great. That's great. We all have testimonies, right, Jay? And everybody has a testimony. That's why it is important that we go out there and tell people about the Word of God. Because you will never know who's going to be saved through you. You get what I'm saying? You don't want to go to heaven alone.
Yeah.
It's just like when young people, they don't want to go to a party alone. They always want to come with friends. And now the Bible speaks about the fact that whenever somebody gives their life to Jesus, there's a party going on in heaven.
Yeah.
So therefore, when the party is going on in heaven, why would you want to go alone?
Mm.
You obviously want to go with somebody to that party. So therefore, let's go with people to heaven.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. And yeah, everybody, we had an amazing session here with Mr. Joel in the house and Mr. Davian Nash. Who's speaking?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not asking who's speaking, but who's speaking. So yeah, we're going to be tuned in next week again, same time, same place. We hope that you enjoyed the show. And yeah, you're going to love every single session. And we know you've loved the rest of the shows that you've listened to. And thanks everybody for staying tuned in. Go out there and tell someone Jesus loves them.
Yeah.
God bless.
I was there. Posed a question. Do you believe?